An autism diagnosis may be a challenge for any family. For some in the Latinx community, a cultural stigma makes that challenge even tougher. New funding will help Autism Delaware increase its outreach to help those families. WHYY's Mark Eichmann has more from the Delaware desk.
I was devastated. I didn't know where to start.
When Maria Merma found out her now 4-year-old son Bruno had autism, she was overwhelmed. She attended a meeting hosted by Autism Delaware to find answers and found someone who understood her concerns.
I just needed somebody to hold my hand, and she did.
That someone was Ivanka Carbajal, who works as a family navigator at Autism Delaware.
The earlier, you know, they can get the services they need, the better. And unfortunately, that has not been happening.
Since that first meeting, Carbajal has guided Merma through the process of getting her son connected to the services he needs.
The fact that she was Latina, like I was, oh, that was a huge blessing. Like, I felt, wow, I mean, to talk in your own language, not just the Spanish, but the cultural language, is huge.
Merma immigrated to the U.S. from Peru 13 years ago. She says an autism diagnosis comes with a big stigma where she's from. Autism Delaware is working to help families overcome that stigma, and they're having success. In 2017, the group was in contact with nearly 118 Spanish-speaking families. Last year, that rose to 659. Now, thanks to $25,000 from the Arsht Cannon Fund, Autism Delaware has hired Merma to help reach even more Latinx families.
I have many friends who are, you know, affected with autism. Many of them still have that stigma. They do not want to admit the issue, and they want to force behaviors that they shouldn't, disregarding the fact that there is sensory needs and limitations as well. We got to do everything we can in order to help this child for later on.
From the Delaware desk, Mark Eichmann, WHYY News.